And I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Got on board. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Monday, June 15, 2026 edition. Brian sent me a text message. Thank you very much, Trucker. I texted him back. I can help produce your audiobook. We have the studio set up, as Phyllis mentioned in her text message. Totally, I can record him probably 8 to 10 pages at a time because the audio file will get too big. If I make it longer than that, give him an opportunity to take a break and, you know, drink some water, get hydrated, do another recording. I can actually do the recording of him reading the book, and then we create those into MP3 audio files, and then all we have to do is send them off to an audio book company. They then edit and put it all together, take the individual MP3 audio files and clump it together and make it an audio book. So Phyllis, great question. Thank you for asking. Definitely will help him do that. Also, he says that he is going to be on the Ray Stevens Chicago drive time. He's going to be on that tomorrow morning. So looking forward to it. And he's going to have a conversation also on the Steve Gruber show. I reminded him of reaching out to Gruber, gave him the phone number, and he's going to call Steve Gruber and see if he can get an interview on his show as well. Last week, a story I missed on Thursday late afternoon on Friday when I was prepping for the show, I did not see this one. Michigan Public Service Commission. This is a three-board panel that is appointed by the governor. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointed to be its chair former state representative, very far-left liberal, Green New Deal advocate, Dan Scripps, is the chair of the Michigan Public Service Commission. Well, his commission, late Thursday, adopted a goal of limiting energy costs for low-income households to pay no more than 6% of their total income, marking a significant shift in how the state approaches affordable utility programs. Under the framework approved on Thursday, the Michigan Public Service Commission will work toward an affordable payment plan. What it will do is cap the electric costs to 4% of the household's income, natural gas costs at 2%. A combined energy burden of no more than 6% of their monthly income. The chair, again, Dan Scripps, said that the target will serve as the commission's guiding principle as it redesigns and coordinates energy assistance programs for low-income residents. As inflation has increased costs at the gas pump and the grocery store, it's even more important now to create a better coordinated energy assistance system with a clear goal of reducing low-income household energy burdens down to 6% or less, said Scripps. Now, for those of you that perhaps, you seniors out there, if you're living on retirement or just Social Security alone, there are programs available that you can reach out to the state of Michigan and get some assistance. I believe it's through the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services website. High energy bills, especially during the winter months, can be absolutely overwhelming to seniors who are on a fixed income. So you need to check out that right now. Get ready for this fall, this upcoming winter. Well, the decision follows 5 years of study by the Michigan Public Service Commission staff and stakeholders examining how energy assistance programs can better serve residents struggling to pay their utility bills. According to the commission, households that spend more than 6% of their income on utility bills are generally considered energy burden, quote unquote, and actually face a greater risk of falling behind on their payments and even experiencing shutoff of their services. Michigan Public Service Commission staff found that the pilot programs conducted by DTE Energy and Consumers Energy showed that low-income customers were more likely to make on-time payments when their utility costs were reduced closer to the 6% threshold through affordable payment plans. 6% of their income seemed to be the break point that they could afford to make sure they paid their payments on time. The commission emphasized that existing assistance programs will remain in place while a new system is being developed. The Michigan Public Service Commission staff have been directed to work with the utility companies, the energy assistance agencies, as well as other stakeholders on implementing these plans. All this information has been set to be turned in not later than January 31st of next year. Today is June 15th. Why in the heck is going to take them that long to get this done? Who's working on this? MPC staff. Well, what the heck are they doing? This is unacceptable. January 31st, are you kidding me? We're going to be in dead of winter by then. This needs to be set up, I'm sorry, folks, at the end of this summer. Come this fall, September, October, this information should be turned in. January 31st is unacceptable. Well, in closing out the story, Chairman Scripps called Thursday's vote an important first step toward creating a more coordinated, accessible assistance, energy assistance system. We are committed to driving down the number of Michigan households with unsustainable energy burdens, said Scripps. The legislature and Governor Gretchen Whitmer expanded the commission's actions and expanded the eligibility and funding for the Michigan Energy Assistance Program. There it is. I was looking for it on their website. MEEP. Not meat that you eat. MEEP. M-E-A-P as in Paul. Michigan Energy Assistance Program. There it is. That's what you need to find on the state's website. Well, the goal is to have it so that when this program is fully implemented, those changes could increase the number of households receiving assistance from roughly right now 50,000 people and or families to as many as 150,000. These are, again, people who are threatened with getting their energy services, both their electric and natural gas services, shut off during the winter months. So we'll continue to follow that and bring you the information as soon as we hear more. Dearborn Mayor, the very controversial Abdul Hamoud, attended the ribbon cutting of the Miller Rotunda Bridge floating above the Ford Motor Company's major truck plant. This is a three-year replacement project, $76 million. Well, at the ribbon cutting, the mayor, Abdul Hamud, said, "I've never really thought about what $76 million looks like." But as he stood at the podium and looked out at the new bridge, he goes, "This is what $76 million does look like." Headlined by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, also state representative from 2017 through 2020, former Representative Abbas Farhat of Dearborn, along with Wayne County Executive Warren Evans, Bradley Wifferich, and the Michigan Department of Transportation's director, all attended the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Well, Whitmer, who visited the event, said, "After making 'Fix the Damn Roads' the slogan and rallying cry of my 2018 and 2022 campaigns for governor, my very first main priority was this bridge. The Dearborn Miller Rotunda Bridge, she saw it for the very first time the first year she was governor. She saw the whole thing was supported by precarious looking wood pallets, which was about 500 temporary supports that was holding up the bridge and its traffic. I remember seeing that one in one of the pictures was that a school bus was going over it. Seeing that school bus on that bridge being supported by 500 pallets definitely made me decide that something needed to be done." She described the bridge as a key connector in Southeast Michigan, with 6.6 million vehicles traveling across it annually. She noted that Ford relied on it to transport its new F-150 trucks as they came off the assembly line at the Rouge complex. Whitmer said, "Leaving office this year makes the Miller Rotunda project the single largest investment we've made as my governorship comes to an end. Michigan Local Agency Bridge Building Program was created in her administration back in 2022. And it is done." Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Again, text me, Brian. My text line number, 231-360-5140. If you text me the word Brian, B-R-I-A-N, for Brian Pannebaker, I'll text you back a picture of the cover as well as a link for you to be able to buy his book on Amazon. You can also get it through Barnes & Noble. If you go to their website, you can search for the title and buy it online as well. It is a paperback, $19.99 through Amazon. If you have an Amazon Prime account like I do, you'll have free shipping. But Ryan's getting 2,000 copies from his publisher. So he'd like to do book signings around the state of Michigan, charging $25 for the book. You'll get a signed autograph book copy from him, and that will help pay him back for his investment of writing the book. He said, I believe it was $30,000 to pay the publisher. Well, that came out of his retirement account. And I know his wife, Noreen Pannebaker, I know Noreen would greatly appreciate if you would buy an autographed copy from Brian in person. Well, he is going to be at the 4th of July, America's 250th birthday bash at Liberty Mountain, USA, Saturday, 4th of July. Vicky and I will be there. I'm going to be helping Brian set up his table. I'll be working it with him, helping him sign autographed copies, talking to the folks. Bring $25 cash or check. Brian will be able to sell you a copy and recoup his money. Now, the event itself is on the Liberty Mountain USA website. Simply go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and then go to the Grand Funk Railroad's former lead guitar, vocalist, and songwriter, Mark Farner. His Mark Farner's American Band is going to be the big event at the night. You can get your tickets starting at just $15. That's for the mountain seats. If you want to be on the floor, there's some additional higher price tickets there available if you want to have a chair on the main floor, if you want to get up really close to the band, and or if you want to sign up for the VIP meet and greet. You can get your picture taken with Mark Farner and his band before the event gets started. All that information is there, along with the reservation link. If you'd like a campsite, you want to bring your tent, your travel trailer, your motorhome, whatever you have. They have campsites available at Liberty Mountain. It's in Farwell, Michigan, which is Clare County, right off of M-115. So this is going to be fun. This is going to be a great event. We're looking forward to it. So if you can, text me 4th, number 4TH, and I'll send you a link directly to it. You can click on it in your phone, and it'll take you right directly to the website for the event. 4th of July, Saturday. I'm so excited. I can't wait for this. This is going to be a blast. Looking so much forward to it. So do what you can. Text me Brian, B-R-I-A-N. Text me at 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate if you can do that. You can buy it online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. I'll send you the picture of the cover, and I'll send you a link to it on Amazon. You know what? I'll even do the link to Barnes & Noble as well. Just text me, Brian, and I'll send you that. My phone will be set up after the show. I'll get this folder set up for Brian. And then if you want the book, The Untold Story of the Auto Workers Who Helped Change America. In the first paragraph on Amazon, it says, I've had a friendship with President Trump for nearly a decade. As you read this book, you'll learn what led up to our first fateful meeting, President Trump's description of our meeting with Macomb County and the United Auto Workers, and what we did to help elect Trump, and how we helped make Michigan a better place to live. He talks about three historic elections, working behind the scenes with the Auto Workers for Trump, educating the UAW membership, and dispelling the misinformation spread by the corrupt UAW leadership. We educated and motivated not only UAW members, but also the blue-collar workers in other industries who rely on the automobile industry. Enjoy my story and learn what it takes to step up and make a difference. We all have a sphere of influence, and you can use your voice in your community as well. So, can't wait to get my copy. Looking forward to seeing Brian down there at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan on Saturday, July 4th, and looking forward to helping him work his table. This is going to be fun. So, text me, Brian. Again, I'll send you a picture of the cover, the link to Amazon, and the link to Barnes & Noble. If not, get your tickets online. Come to the event on 4th of July and get an autographed copy. You meet Brian, get your picture. I'll take your picture with him and text it to your phone. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network, yourdefendingfathers.com. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that